Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 16.
Guard the month of Aviv and perform the Pesach to Yahuwah, your Elohim. For in the month of Aviv, Yahuwah, your Elohim, brought you out of Mitzrayim by night. And you shall slaughter the Pesach to Yahuwah, your Elohim, from the flock and the herd, in the place where Yahuwah chooses to put his name. Eat no leavened bread with it. For 7 days you eat unleavened bread with it, bread of affliction, because you came out of the land of Mitzrayim in haste, so that you remember the day in which you came out of the land of Mitzrayim all the days of your life. And no leaven should be seen with you in all your border for 7 days. Neither should the meat which you slaughter in the evening on the first day stay all night until morning. You are not allowed to slaughter the Pesach within any of your gates which Yahuwah, your Elohim, gives you, but at the place where Yahuwah, your Elohim, chooses to make his name dwell, there you slaughter the Pesach. In the evening, at the going down of the sun, at the appointed time you came out of Mitzrayim. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahuwah, your Elohim, chooses. And in the morning you shall turn and go to your tents. 6 days you eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there is a closing festival to Yahuwah, your Elohim. You do no work. Count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. And you shall perform the festival of Shavuot to Yahuwah, your Elohim, according to the voluntary offering from your hand, which you give, as Yahuwah, your Elohim, barach you. And you shall rejoice before Yahuwah, your Elohim, you and your son and your daughter and your male servant and your female servant and the Levite who is within your gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow who is in your midst, at the place where Yahuwah, your Elohim, chooses to make his name dwell. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim, and you shall guard and do these laws. Perform the festival of Sukkot for 7 days, after the ingathering from your threshing floor and from your winepress. And you shall rejoice in your festival, you and your son and your daughter and your male servant and your female servant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates. For 7 days you shall celebrate a festival to Yahuwah, your Elohim, in the place which Yahuwah chooses, because Yahuwah, your Elohim, barach you in all your increase and in all the work of your hands, and you shall be only rejoicing. 3 times a year all your males appear before Yahuwah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses, at the festival of Matzot, and at the festival of Shavuot, and at the festival of Sukkot, and none should appear before Yahuwah empty-handed. Each one with the gift of his hand, according to the beracha of Yahuwah, your Elohim, which he has given you. Appoint judges and officers within all your gates, which Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving you, according to your tribes. and they shall judge the people with righteous right ruling. Do not distort right ruling. Do not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. Follow righteousness, righteousness so that you live and inherit the land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving you. Do not plant for yourself any tree as an Asherah near the altar of Yahuwah, your Elohim, that you make for yourself. And do not put up a pillar which Yahuwah, your Elohim, hates.